Good morning. The government yesterday said it was confident it can maintain the coronavirus vaccination targets despite the United States suspending the Johnson & Johnson shot and delays to its European rollout over clotting concerns. The early delivery in the second quarter of 50 million doses produced by Pfizer and BioNTech to EU countries partially offset the doubts caused by the suspension of J&J's single-dose vaccine. Spain will receive between 4 and 5 million more doses of the Pfizer vaccine than expected in the second quarter, so Health Minister Carolina Darias told a press conference yesterday. Spain received an initial delivery of 146,000 J&J doses yesterday, which the Health Ministry said will be kept in storage pending new guidance from the European Medicines Agency, which is expected next week. The Netherlands adopted a similar stance whilst France decided to push ahead with administering the drug. Ms. Darias echoed earlier sentiments by Industry Minister Reyes Maroto, who remained optimistic about getting 70% of the population vaccinated by the end of the summer. Accelerating the vaccination campaign has become increasingly urgent as the national infection rate creeps higher. Yesterday, the rate as measured over the preceding 14 days exceeded 200 cases per 100,000 people for the first time since late February, and deaths climbed by 131 to 76,756. A window on the Real Madrid team bus was smashed ahead of their Champions League clash with Liverpool at Anfield last night. We condemn unequivocally the actions that led to Real Madrid's team bus being damaged. It is totally unacceptable and shameful behaviour of a few individuals, so Liverpool said in a statement. The match was being held behind closed doors due to coronavirus restrictions. 3 years ago, several windows were smashed on the Manchester City team bus by thrown cans and bottles ahead of a Champions League quarterfinal first leg. And Spain and Moroccan authorities stopped around 60 migrants from crossing the border into Ceuta. According to local reports, it was the first such attempt in at least 2 years. They tried to cross the fortified border with Morocco early on Tuesday morning. Several migrants managed to climb the outer fence before they were stopped by Guardia Civil officers and Moroccan security. Guards said that around 150 migrants had gathered overnight near to the perimeter on the Moroccan side. Parts of the Ceuta border fence have been replaced with a new 10-metre structure that combines bars, metal sheets, an anti-climbing fence, and smooth cylinders up to a metre in diameter. The new barrier is intended to be more effective and less harmful. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.